Thank you so much for listening to Let's Talk with me, Jennifer B. I am so happy you're here, and I just can't wait to share this episode with you. Now, I am just starting out the audio. It's gonna get better with time. Just thank you for being so patient with me, and let's dive in and let's talk Space City Snacks with the one and only Miss Haley. Let's talk. Well, I am so excited to be here with you. This was a long time planning to get together, you know, because we're moms and it's
schedules, all the fun things.
Yeah, it's a lot to try to, well, and I don't have like a go-to sitter, you know, so I'm like, hey, mom, or
my husband works offshore, so he's gone for a month at a time. So whenever he's gone, it's a lot of like, I don't leave my house very much. Or like, so I have a kindergartner, and then I have a three-year-old who's in preschool, just a half day.
Okay.
So I'm available before 11. That's why I said.
So I have a first grader, and then I have a 2 and 3 year old. So So I told. I get it. I understand. I think next year I'll try like the Mother's Day out.
Yeah.
Because we did a Mother's Day Out program for my first grader, just to give me some, like, hours.
Like, a breathe.
Yeah.
A breath.
Yes.
A break.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was so cool that we're birthday buddies. December. Yeah.
Oh,
December
27th. Yeah. That's right.
And I don't know anybody that has the same exact birthday as me. And so I thought that was so cool. So I was like, I knew then. I was like, okay, she's going to be great. And then when I saw you at, you went to Harvest Bakery with some friends and you ate salmon. And I was like, okay, she's my soul sister. Yes. This is it.
I'm a lox girl.
Yeah, not a lot of people can do.
No, it's acquired.
It is. Yeah. It is. I have a friend that smokes her own salmon, and I haven't asked her, but I really want to.
You should definitely ask her.
Maybe I will. Jessica, I might be calling you soon. Her husband does barbecue. Okay. And oh my God, if I had my... Whenever I'm talking, I always like lose the train of thought, or like
it's
nomad. That's what it is. Just came to me. But he does really good barbecue, and he goes to different like shows. Anyway, so she smokes the salmon in this huge smoker that they have. But I'm just so excited. So tell me a little bit about like how do you first cut to Space City Snacks.
Yes.
How'd you come up? Well, okay, it's kind of given in the name, but when you were thinking of like, what should I call these little bites? How'd you come up with it?
So when I started the business, I definitely wanted it to be a Houston, like.
Okay. So left off when, what were you going to call these little bites?
Yes.
Okay. So you're Texas.
Yes.
Native Houstonian.
Yes. I'm a Texas native. I grew up in Sugarland, went to Texas A&M for college, moved back home as most millennials did after college.
Yep.
And then I lived in Houston. And then when I met my husband, we moved out to Katy.
What'd you study in college?
English literature.
Really? So have you always been like creative? Had this creative side? Okay.
Yes.
So what were you gonna do with the English lit?
I know. I was living a fever dream, thinking I didn't get a teacher certification. I just wanted to read books and talk about them in college and not be realistic.
So are you a book reader?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. Making sense.
I've started writing many books. I've never finished
really?
Them.
Oh my God. Okay. So that's a whole nother
episode
that we're going to get into, because that's so interesting to me. I love that.
Yeah. But to be fair, I do use my degree in describing all of my food. Everybody says that like in the descriptions of things. Uh-huh. Like, I want this because you described it so well.
It translates over.
See, mom and dad, yeah. I'm doing it.
Little investment paid off. Look yeah. at me now. Cool. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Going back to why I named it Space City Snacks.
Yeah.
I mean, when we talk about freeze-dried food, maybe it's because I'm from Houston uh-huh. and like Space Center. And
yeah.
I was a Girl Scout, so we were there all the time. Freeze-dried stuff always reminds me of
Did you try the freeze-dried ice cream?
I did. I did. And it's crap. It's crap. Mine's better. Because it's in this like thin little package and it's all crumbly. It's not like the good thick pieces.
Yeah.
That's my stuff. My stuff's the best. But yeah, so I had tried it there and I don't know, it just kind of rolls off the tongue. Space City Snacks.
No, it's a great name. And there's so much you can do with it.
Exactly. So I didn't want freeze-dried in the name because yeah. since I started the company, like I've done candy and toffee and like other things that aren't freeze-dried as well.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's just kind of where that came from. And there are a bunch of other Space City companies. Sometimes there is another Space City Snacks with an X on the end, and he sells like Michelada mix
and oh, like okay.
the Mexican candies.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So sometimes I get some emails like, "Hey, I found your Michelada mix. How much is it?" I'm like, "Wrong Space City Snacks."
Maybe y'all should here. Collab though.
We really do. He's been to No Label several times.
Oh my god. Okay.
And I'm always busy, and I always want to stop by with like a couple things of candy. There's also Space City, T-E-A.
Oh, okay.
A boba place or uh-huh. a fusion Mexican boba place.
Uh-huh.
They sell birria tacos.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't been there. And it's right off of 99 in Kingsland. Sylvan Men, I will be there and yeah. I will bring them all the things.
I love a good taco. I feel like in another yes. life, because I can withstand some heat.
Oh, I used to before my son. Like, oh, he yeah. took away all my spice tolerance. And
really?
I'm a wuss. Yeah.
No, not me. Opposite. Definitely opposite.
Okay, so we cannot share
love
spicy
okay.
item.
So, but what started or prompted the freeze-dried? Like, how did that come? Is that something you started with first? Or did you do, like, candy and snacks and traditional, and then you went that route?
So, the whole thing started, like, in the middle of COVID. 2020, I think everybody picked up a hobby.
Yeah.
I talk with my hands a lot, so.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I love it.
So, again, my husband works offshore. I had my
babies.
Second kid.
Yeah, they
he
were
was
young.
6 months old.
Yeah.
And I feel like around that time, you just kind of lose yourself.
100 postpartum, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. And so I just felt like I was drowning a little bit uh-huh. and just not knowing who I was. So I needed a creative outlet. And my son, Timmy, who was about, I think, 8 months old at the time, he had started eating solids and loved those yogurt dots.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Would eat them a bag at a time. So I was like, and I'm a pretty, I don't want to use the word crunchy because I'm not like full crunchy, but like when it comes to food, I like to be crunchy because I like to, like I did homemade baby food and purees yeah.
okay.
and like tried to go a better route for my kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already a lost cause, but like, let's set them up for success. So anyway, I was like, well, I can make these at home, right? This is easy.
Yeah.
Let's see what's a freeze dryer. Let's Google how much that is. Oh, that's a lot of money. That's why no one does this.
Okay.
So after doing a lot of research and looking into markets and seeing if this was like a thing, I was like, oh, that could be fun. Maybe we'll just start out as a hobby. Like I had like an inkling of like, maybe this could be a business, but I don't know. We'll see. So a few months later, we invested in our first machine and we just wanted to play around with
like,
it.
Like, are we talking like 4,000, 10,000?
Yeah, 3,000, 3,000.
Okay.
For the medium, because there's different sizes. And at the time, there was only one company that would sell to houses and residential.
Oh, okay. Okay.
At that time, it was just mostly commercial.
Uh-huh.
I know there's a few more companies that have come out since then, but the main one is Harvest Right. Those are the ones that everybody has.
Okay.
So I bought my first machine, and if we ate it, I threw it in there because I was just curious.
Yeah.
I have a very curious mind. I'm very creative, and we had it, so why not? And then I would just share it because it was fun. I wanted to share my results with everyone. Like, hey, look at this thing. I just bought it. It's weird. It's cool. Let's see. And as I shared it on social media, everybody was like, what is that? Can I have some? Are you going to sell this? And I'm like,
I want to try it.
Well, maybe. So like after I had like shared with my family and my friends who were like, you need to sell this. Like, this is so fun. Blah, 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 blah. I guess like we just kind of started like very small. I remember my first sale was the Lucky Charms marshmallows
around
St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
I was like, look at these mega marshmallows. They're like the cereal ones. Try them. And that's what I started with. And then it took off from there.
Did you, to try to sell them, did you promote on social media first? Or how did you market it? Was it just word of mouth?
Yes. It started off. So the Lucky Charms, which I call Leprechaun Bait, started off with just leprechaun selling bait. To my it. Friends because so many people had asked me when I tried it on my personal Instagram. They're like, oh my God, that's such a satisfying crunch. Can I get a bag? So it just started there. And then after talking with my husband and like, okay, well, we have this machine. Like, let's
make our investment back at the very least.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's where it kind of started. I came up with the name, and you know, small business people are amazing. Like, they have to do everything.
Yeah.
From the ground up.
Yes.
I know absolutely nothing about like anything.
Yeah. Well, I think the small business, and this is something like Colors that Pop said too, Lucia. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't understand the admin side of it.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you're the creative. Mm-hmm. It's like, I made this cool thing. It's like,
yes.
Paperwork. Like, no.
Yeah.
So is that what you mean? Like, learning the admin side of the business, the paperwork side of it.
Building a website, learning marketing and advertising.
Yeah, and it's e-commerce website.
Yeah.
Too. It's not just your like landing page.
Right.
Wow. So did you hire out or did you learn did everything yourself? Did your husband help?
No.
So, because he has his own offshore.
Yeah. So he was, I mean,
and I'm sure when he comes back, he wants to decompress.
A little bit. He does help. He's a very mechanically gifted person. So like if something happens with the machine, it's just like natural to him. Like, oh, let's check this. Let's check that. So like,
okay.
From a mechanical side, he's super helpful, but both of us are really bad at business and, you know, economics and anything with numbers, our children are doomed. But we're both learning along the way. And he also helps me clean.
Okay. Well, that makes up for all of it then.
The amount of dishes that I have.
Yeah.
Bless him.
And when you and him were coming, sorry, I lost that train of thought.
It's all good.
I don't know what happened with that, but I can't remember. But okay, so I was telling my sister, she's an occupational therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was telling her about how I was going to interview you and that you do the freeze dry. Yeah. She's like, okay, and this was a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, yeah, she does it with like everything, you know, fruit. Like the cucumber,
yep.
The dill, mm-hmm. that I want to try. And then the Italian one that's coming,
mm-hmm.
with the tomatoes and the, mm-hmm. yeah. Cause I buy that at
Cosmic Caprese.
Yes, I buy that at the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. So freeze dried. So excited to try it. So we were talking and I was telling her all this and she's like, oh my gosh. She's like, really? Cause she works with children.
Yep.
And what she has seen recently that's she's kind of honing in on,
mm-hmm.
is children and food.
Yep.
And how a lot of kids have adversities to food. And
texture,
this
is a big thing.
Yeah. And it's kind of happened now over time.
Yeah.
It's becoming more common. And I think because
society simply has just made it easier for us.
Yes.
And with the snacks and everything that just melt in your mouth, like the bites, those mm-hmm. yogurt bites, they're mm-hmm. melt in your mouth. So when I told her about this, she was like, oh my God. So last week she purchased some freeze-dried snacks. So she's in Lubbock. Mm-hmm. I told her, I was like, you gotta call it. She's like, well, I need to try this. So she purchased some in Lubbock and she brought it to a couple of her patients. Mm-hmm. Kids, like one child in particular, no fruit at all. 'Cause he can't stand the mushy texture.
Fruit is such a variety of textures and sweetness. Like blueberries, everybody's like, why don't kids like blueberries? Because it's not a constant blueberry flavor. Like if you pick up one blueberry and it tastes sweet and tart and delicious, great. But the next one could be squishy and overripe.
Yes. Yeah. Kids, and if it's overripe, done.
Yeah, kids need that like constant.
Yeah.
It's like a trust thing for them.
Yes. Yes. And that's one thing to speak to that she said. She's like, for instance, if a child doesn't like strawberries, mm-hmm. you have to introduce the strawberry to them 10 or more times.
Yep.
And that's just it being on the table. They don't have to eat it or try it or anything. It just needs to be in their sight.
Yep.
And then, you know, then maybe they'll take it to their mouth or they'll smell it or interact with it in some way. Mm-hmm. And then finally put it to their mouth, inside their mouth, mm-hmm. and they could spit it out. And then like the last part would be to eat it. So she, has been using the freeze dried as a way to start introducing some of these things that they have.
Way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that's so like commendable and just so awesome that is something that could come of freeze-dried food.
Yes.
That a lot of parents I don't think are even aware of or know. And like with you, you do more than just candy, like with the caprese salad and then like the pickle, like that's something a parent could get and start introducing to their kid. And then hopefully, you know, when the kid's a little older, they'll be open to like mozzarella and tomatoes or more than just this food that they're offered. Because I think just in our culture, the food with the kids is just bad.
It's tough.
Yeah. It's a lot harder mm-hmm. with all the snacks that are just
Just America in general with the things that they let slide through the FDA and all the additives that aren't necessary.
No, not at all. We went in February to Cozumel. Uh-huh. We went on cruise. One of the ports was Cozumel. Mm-hmm. We went on the beach and they were serving burgers and chips. And on the Lay's chip bag was this huge warning about how it had like all this bad fat in it that's bad for you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, holy shit. Like those are Ruffles and we don't have that warning here. And that was like, wow, that was really eye opening. And then I listened in 2020, there was this show on the History Channel and it's called The American Experience, mm-hmm. but I can't remember exactly the show. So I don't want to quote it, but it was a science experiment based on food and the food that they were giving the American people back in 1896 when like Heinz ketchup first kind of started mm-hmm. coming out and like other big
brands.
Yeah. And just the people that were dying and all this like formaldehyde and the stuff they were putting in, that was really eye-opening to me.
Yeah.
Is because I was aware that the government was always lying to us. No, I'm just kidding. But like, it's like, dang, they've been doing that since way back then. Until somebody really pushes for reform, mm-hmm. you know, it's just not gonna happen.
Yeah.
But okay, so off the tangent. So this was in 2020.
Yes.
So now, in what month was this about in?
So Space City
or how
officially opened for business in March of 2021.
Okay. Okay.
So like the baby that was Space City Snacks in my mind started in the summer of 2020, but by the time I got the machine and played around with it, It was March 2021 when we opened for business.
So you just turned 2 years old.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So what have been some of the biggest takeaways in the past 2 years for a small business owner, like somebody that right now just has the creative little nugget? What's just some advice that you
give
them?
Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. If you have that passion for something that you just feel moved to share with the world, do it. You'll figure it out. I promise, from this English lit major that knew jack shit about anything business related, you can do it. There's going to be some struggles and challenges, but I think it just makes you stronger and more successful because you have gone through that and can share with others your experiences along the way.
Yeah, no, definitely. What were some of the big hurdles? Like one of the first hurdles that you came across where you're just like, oh shit. Oh my God. Were there any oh shit moments, so to speak?
I think there's oh shit moments every day, but I'm kind of dramatic. I don't know if you know this about me, but it really was like just the business side of things and the nitty gritty and like knowing the law and knowing what was allowed, because I am technically a cottage business. And if you don't know what a cottage business is in Texas, it's a separate set of rules that protects people that run the business out of the home. So all of your cookiers, all of your people that create food items in their house are covered under the cottage law.
Wow.
But with that comes very specific rules that you cannot break. So you can't sell wholesale. You cannot ship.
So that's why it's door.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
It has to be a direct sale.
Okay.
So part of the transaction has to be in person, whether you pay in person or you pick up in person. Part of that has to be in person.
Okay. Okay.
So it sucks because freeze-dried is such a niche thing that a lot of the law people have kind of
skirt around
the line.
Okay, like there's gray.
There's gray. And there is some law right now in Texas trying to change law, because since 2020 there's just been so
probably much an influx of like
so
cottage
small business.
Type,
and it would just boost the economy. So I'm hoping that there's two bills in place to allow wholesale for cottage business and shipping, and it's in the house right now, so we're just praying that it gets approved, and we'll know by September 1st if it becomes law.
Okay,
so we may be a whole new business in September.
Wow, that would just like the growth
yes.
would essentially just like
yes.
Oh my gosh. Cool. All right. September. Noted. I'm gonna follow up for sure. Cause that's just so interesting to know that it's that close.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to cut just 1 second. So that's funny. So on, like the just do it when, because that's how I feel. Do you know who Rick Rubin is?
No.
Oh my gosh. So like no one knows who he is. But okay, so Rick Rubin is this producer in Hollywood. And he's worked with like 50, 60, 100 maybe celebrities. Mm-hmm. But he has no musical training. And he doesn't know how to like go in a studio and work anything. He's just gifted in the sense that he's very intuitive.
Okay.
And he's very like intuitive with other people. Mm-hmm. And so what he'll do is just go sit down with the artist and listen to like what tracks, listen to their music, and then just talk and kind of like brainstorm and work with the artist, talk with the artist, and then they'll create music. And he recently wrote a book, and I read the book back, I think in like maybe December or January, and it's called The Creative Act. And he's just, he explains it as like, So the universe in you, you have all these ideas, right? And so you had this idea, but if you don't do, like you said, just do it, it will kind of like pass by.
Yeah.
And if you don't like grab it. And that's what really people need to do. Like if they feel the idea is strong and like they feel it in their heart and it's not something they could let go of, that's like the universe, like, do it, do it. Yeah. And he's like, because if you let that idea pass by, it's like a conveyor belt, right? And so you're in a line of other people. Somebody else down that line is going to grab it and do it.
I think a lot of people are also just scared to fail.
Yeah.
And that deters them so much from really taking it and running with it.
Yeah.
And it's okay to fail. We're human. We're not perfect.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yes. And so many people, not even like in the sense they're going to fail, but even if you do something that was on your heart and you did it, and then it doesn't get the, I don't know, like the attention or the, like when somebody's like, oh, good job. What's it called? Like
the affirmation.
Yeah, the affirmation that you were hoping mm-hmm. that you'd get from it. Like I read this guy, he went viral. He wrote a book and he wrote it like 11, 12, almost 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. Didn't hardly sold.
Yeah.
Sold little copies. And then his daughter just simply like shared it. And then the internet took it.
Yes.
And now he's like, it's huge. He sold, I don't know, like 15,000 copies or something crazy.
Yeah.
And, but that's, it's like, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of what ideas are. Like you can have an idea and write it and do it like with the book. And then maybe until it gets like its platform or I don't know. And then
it's just patience.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look at Kate Bush.
Huh? Okay, hold on. tell me. I'm so sorry.
Kate Bush.
Who?
Kate Bush is a pop singer from the 80s. She has the song that was all over the radio.
With running, the guy.
Running up that hill with Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking
if
of the guy on the skateboard.
Deal with God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that song's from the 80s. And it was popular back then, but not the way that Stranger Things made it popular. And now she's like a bajillionaire.
Wow.
30 years later.
Yeah. Just probably when... And it's like you don't know at this point in time, did she need that? Like,
right,
you know?
Right.
Or what was going on with her at that point in time? And then for her to hear her song all over
yes.
again blow up. Like, that's so cool.
Yes.
What are some of the best takeaways from being small business that in the past 3 years that have been like the best memories or the coolest things that have happened just by running Space City?
Just the small business community is my favorite thing in the entire world. Like, especially the women, they're just so uplifting.
Yeah, let's talk about them. Because honestly, like, it's you. So being like, I started this in the beginning of March,
uh-huh.
right? And mm-hmm. it's what now? It's April 22nd. It's Earth
Day.
It's Earth Day. And so I haven't been doing this long at all.
Yeah.
But the support from this women in small business of Katie in Fulshire,
yes.
got to include the Fulshire,
yes.
has just been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So supportive. Yeah. And there's some common themes that I see
mm-hmm.
in the business, like Humble Coffee
mm-hmm.
Grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are really, you can just tell they're just such giving souls.
Yes.
And they wanted their coffee shop for more than just a coffee shop.
Yes. She Becca loves the idea of having a common gathering place for anyone that needs it. And just community is so important to her.
Yeah.
She just has such a giving heart. Love her to death.
And you could see it like exudes over.
Yes. She is just like joy in persona. Like that's she exudes it. All over the place.
Yeah.
Like a little shine and light.
Yeah.
Shine and light.
Yeah.
With her little accent.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
You can't tell. Like when they do their episodes, you can't tell. that she has an accent.
A little bit. She's a little twang.
I love her episodes too. And her husband just seems hilarious.
He's hilarious. Garrett's great.
Oh, that's so good. What other, was there anybody that like mentored you that you could think or really like helped you kind of along the way?
There's so, like, I could list so many businesses because it wasn't just one person that really inspired me, but I can tell you two. So there are two accounts that I followed before I was a business that really helped me mold my business model, which is the Flaky Baker.
Okay.
And the Cheese Chica. So the Cheese Chica, before she was amazing and swanky with her big grazing tables, she used to do like monthly charcuterie boxes.
Oh wow.
And okay, it would change every month, and she just has such a gift with photography and promoting her stuff. So it was just really inspiring to see that. And then in the same breath, Caitlin with the Flaky Baker did a very similar model where she would change every drop that she had something different. So even if you had tried every single cookie, she always had a new cookie for you to try to keep people coming back.
Yeah.
Again, I love the aesthetic that she has. She has beautiful, and she, I think, also has a background in design. So
Okay.
She just has that artistic eye.
Yeah.
And so you're just like instantly grabbed by the pictures on her page. And anyway, so I followed them and I've asked them a bajillion questions. They helped me a lot in the beginning of my business.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That she helped you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, sometimes I feel like you might ask and then you get like this, oh yeah, no, we'll talk, or like, yeah, figure it out, you know. Yeah. It,
honestly, those people aren't worth my time.
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna gatekeep something, I don't like, what's the point of gatekeeping? Because like, and I say that with like, there's only two other freeze-dried businesses in Katy,
but
I still have those competitors, and we've never met, not on purpose. We just have never. Oh, thank you. Little moth in my hair.
Yeah.
But even if I like went up to them, I would love to just share knowledge.
Yeah.
Because knowledge is power, and you're going to do something different than somebody else with that same knowledge.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody's the same, and this world is big enough for everyone.
Especially Katy.
Yeah.
Katy has just grown so much in the past, you know, in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And then even prior to, like, I'm local. I went KDISD schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it really blow up.
Yeah.
And it is, there's enough to go around for everybody.
Absolutely.
And I think small business sometimes is scared of that too, mm-hmm, especially if there's already other competitors out there that are doing what you're doing, but you're going to bring something different to
absolutely
the table. Because like, everyone's different, like
everyone's,
you said.
Everyone's different. I probably have 20 friends that are all different cookie businesses. I'm a cookie aficionado. Like, that's my weakness is cookies. Obviously, you can tell that. But they all bring something different. Like, their personalities, their creativity.
Yeah.
You know, there's some cookiers that do drop cookies or, like, different flavors of cookies. There's sugar cookie artists that all do something different.
Yep.
And there's room for all of them. They're all super successful.
Yeah.
So, granted, I don't have a lot of competition because it is a very
niche market
thing.
Yeah.
But even, get away from me. Sorry, there's a mosquito. even if there were 20 freeze-dried businesses, we all bring something different.
Yeah.
So I just think there's room for everyone at the table, guys.
That creative little sparkle. Yeah. Everybody's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard. And I feel like once you're on it, like once you get inspired, then it's like a wave,
yeah,
you know, then it's so many more thoughts and ideas that,
yes,
would come. And everybody would probably benefit from that brainstorm.
Of course.
You know, you don't want to become stagnant,
right,
in what you're doing. Wow, gosh, okay, cool. That's an interesting. Do you by any chance watch Bravo or trash TV?
Look, okay, I've been a staunch My platform is I hate reality TV.
Oh, but, really? Oh my gosh. Okay, this is where we become not soul sisters anymore.
No, don't ask kidding. Me about anything Vanderpump. I don't even know who they are.
Oh, damn. Okay.
But, okay, so I, like, grew up on Survivor. Like, that was my reality show when I was little.
Yeah.
So the only reality show that I allow myself to watch is Love is Blind.
Oh my, okay, perfect. That's great. I love this.
It is like the one thing that is just makes me feel like I have shit together. Like, okay, my life isn't this bad.
Especially with this last season.
Oh my God, what a train wreck.
Did you, did you try to watch the reunion live?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes, me too. And I was so
frustrated.
I was so sad. And then I couldn't even watch it the next day.
Yeah.
I had to wait until the day.
Oh my God.
After.
It was like 3 o'clock by the time it worked.
Got itself together. Day, yeah. I don't think Netflix was expecting.
I think they did it on purpose.
You do?
Yeah. I'm really into the conspiracy of that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, they hyped it up so much and then everyone was talking about it.
Everyone was talking about it.
Even though it was in a negative light. Still,
yeah, no, they were talking about it. They were talking about Nick and Jessica.
Oh my God,
or wait, no, Nick and Vanessa.
Talk about cancel culture.
Oh, yeah, Vanessa, she just her segues were, and what are we doing over here? Like, I don't know. And
well, for a host, like, my biggest thing is like, you cannot be a biased host.
Yeah,
you are there to listen.
Yeah.
You're not there to talk. You're there to guide the conversation. And it was just so clunky and obviously biased. Like,
yeah.
When she was siding with.
Not smooth. And she was like, are you just like, yeah, siding when Zach was talking and trying to like articulate, which Zach and Kwame, they can articulate their words very well.
Yes.
And I just feel like Vanessa was kind of just like, huh? Like, I maybe win a little over. And then she's like, are you just as confused as I am? But I was like, no.
It was very awkward. It was very long.
It was very long.
It could have been edited down. So like,
yeah.
If it's not going to be live, then you can edit it afterwards.
Oh yeah.
Like
cut
out the awkwardness.
Yeah.
Which I mean was most of the show, but
yeah,
it could have been done better.
Who is your favorite couple from this season?
Tiff and Brett.
Oh yeah. Brett just seemed.
Oh, what a man.
How were you dying screaming at your television when she passed out when Brett was like declaring his love to her?
I was laughing.
I was like, wake up, wake up. But I knew she must have been drinking.
Yeah, I think that's an interview said that.
Yeah. Because otherwise, like, how you crashed out that hard. That was, he's like, Tiffany, hello. Like, but yeah, I'm just really glad because in the moment when he went back, he seemed super just angry. And I'm glad that he was open enough to give her that second chance.
Yes.
I'm so glad you watched Love is Blind because I just want to talk about it. There's this other account I follow. It's called Katie's Mom's Night Out.
Oh, yes.
And she hadn't been really like active.
Marissa.
Oh, you know, okay.
Yes.
And I saw she was watching it too and into it. And
she even bought the gold wine cup.
Yeah, and she had like this screen projector. I'm like, are you doing a watch party? I'm like, how do I get invited? But I think I don't think a lot of people know though that Nick and Vanessa have been doing it since season one, right? And so
they're producers on the show.
Yeah, and I feel like Vanessa must have she must have her hand like in the casting. That's why that's why I think she gets so attached, because I feel like she must watch it or be really involved to have such a bias.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise, like, why would she be so biased unless she just watched it like all the viewers did? But
I don't know. But did you know there were 3 other couples that got engaged so we didn't see their stories?
No, who?
I mean Josh and somebody else.
Oh yeah, Josh and
somebody else
got
engaged before him and Jackie got together.
Really?
Yes,
oh
yes.
No, girl, okay,
couples. Look it up. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So
and yeah, there was another couple. There were 3 couples that got engaged, and then there was another one that was supposed to go to Mexico, but like they
really
broke it off before. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to Reddit this.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's so interesting. Okay, so back to Space City, because I just had to get that Love is Blind out there. It's just really curious. Long term, now the cottage laws, I'm sure, are going to kind of predict the growth of your business. Mm-hmm. But what would you like to see for Space City in the next, like, 1 to 3 years?
I mean, all depending on the laws. In 1 to 3 years, I'm hopeful that I can ship, I can get my name out there, at least in Texas. It may be in a different reality, or maybe this reality, who knows, but I would love to have some storefront, or even wholesale and be in other small business. But right now I'm really, it's silly to say, but I'm just like, I'm good where I am. My son is 3 and a half, almost 4. He's in Katie's ECSE, the special education program. Mm-hmm. He has, he's on the spectrum. He has a speech delay. So I'm really hands-on with him right now. So what I do with Space City is just perfect. Like, I plug it in when I can, and I'm able to stay home because my husband's offshore. Mm-hmm. So just the way of things now, I'm good. But yeah, I'm hoping for growth in the future.
Yeah. Because it could change as he gets older and go and is in school longer.
Yep.
Yeah. Is the freeze, have you had issues with him and his food?
Yes. Oh, okay. I meant to circle back to that. But yeah, so we have a lot of sensory with any type of food. He's very picky. He just loves crunchy texture.
Okay.
So that was another good side effect of the business.
Gosh. I bet that made you feel
so
good.
It when was
he
amazing.
Started eating the freeze
dried. He eats green beans like nothing else. And I do have to say, he loves like crunchy vegetables. Uh-huh. If it's crunchy, we're good.
Okay.
So it just like,
but crunchy raw or crunchy freeze dried?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
But like, so like if you cook asparagus, he's not going to eat it.
Because it gets mushy.
But if you freeze dry it, it's like a Cheeto, and he just
eats it up. This is so do you know if it holds the same value? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It holds 99% of its nutritional content. Oh, it is the best form of preservation. That's why a lot of homesteaders and preppers have freeze dryers, because it's good for long-term storage.
Okay.
If it's packaged properly, freeze-dried items can last for like 20 years.
Oh, wow.
So that's where residential piece of it started. And then people found this side effect of like, hey, let's put candy in it. What happens to the candy? Whoa, this is crazy. And then people started businesses that way.
That's interesting, because really with the, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not, but with the preppers and all of that, you know, a lot of like what you see is them canning, you know? And so, this just is like, whoa, okay. So you could just freeze dry and it probably tastes better. It's not going to have that mushy texture. The vinegar, you know, I don't know exactly how you can.
So a lot of things you reconstitute with water, because all you're doing is removing the water content of the item that you're freeze drying.
Okay.
Through the process of sublimination. See, I am good at science.
Yeah. Look at there, mom and dad.
But yeah, I mean, not everything reconstitutes well.
Yeah.
A lot of things are great just freeze dried as a different texture. You can reconstitute. I took that and made it my own, and I made it a snack business because I love what happens to things that I put in the freeze dryer. It's just mind-blowing to basically try your favorite food in a different way.
Yeah. Well, just the whole asparagus thing, how you were like, you freeze dry, and then it's like a Cheeto.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, hold on. I'm going to break. Yeah, so just the asparagus being a Cheeto. I have a 7-year-old, and he hasn't been diagnosed with anything, but if I was a doctor, I would say he has ADHD 100%. Yeah. He's hyperactive. He has food sensitivities 100% for sure. And then he, in the KDISD program, he is in the dyslexic program, and that has been amazing for him. He's done so well. But yes, getting him some nutrients that he needs, like, this is going to be a great way for him to at least try it. The other place I've been trying him to do is the Clean Juice.
Okay.
Have you heard of the, or been by the Clean Juice? They have a Fulshear location.
Yeah.
But they, one of the newer juices is blue, and he loves like the blue Powerade. Yeah. So I'm like, just dude, try it. It's blue. You're going to love it. Like, you're going to love it. And so he was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, thank God.
Yes.
So now I eventually I want to get a juicer and start doing it, because I'm honestly, like, I'm worried about his health long term and him not getting the adequate, like, nutrients that he needs. Yeah. And so the freeze dried, once I kind of went through all of your stuff and I was like, oh, there's fruit. Oh, there's vegetables. Yeah. Oh, there's, you know, so much. I was like, okay, all right. This is
trying to do it all.
Yeah. Well, and then I'm like, I'm going to force him to try it all because I just want him to get some other nutrients he needs. Yeah. I mean, he's active.
Well, and I love the idea of my business helping those sensory kids.
Yeah.
I've been a vendor for the autism, or, well, now it's disability awareness event at Humble Grounds.
Yeah.
We just had it in the end of March.
Yes.
And I just love being a resource, because there were so many people that came up to me and were mind blown at, like, oh, I haven't thought about introducing it in this way.
Yes.
And if they love the crunchy texture, like, it's not, you're not deceiving them, but
no.
It's just like,
it's just
opening their eyes to, if you don't like it this way, there's another way to eat it.
Yeah. It's just like you're cooking it a different way, like grilling it or baking it. It's it's just a different way,
form.
But it holds the nutritional value so well. That's why I was like, okay, this is great. Yeah. Are there any other takeaways that you'd like to leave? Do you call your fans anything?
Snackstronauts.
Oh, Snackstronauts. Okay.
Yes. Is there
anything you want to leave the Snackstronauts with? Like, making sure I pronunciate it correctly, Jennifer.
I don't know. I have a lot of fun things planned. I just
can't wait
so
for your
fun.
May drop.
Yeah.
When's that?
May's going to be cray cray. So look at my calendar.
Is it before Mother's Day?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It is the day after Mother's Day. It's a Monday.
Okay. Okay.
So there's still time for, like, teacher appreciation.
Oh, yeah.
End of the school.
Graduations.
I will be at Humble Grounds May Market on May 5th. So need stuff for Mother's Day. It's May 6th because it's a Friday.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, cool. When they did the disability event, Colors That Pop did that, neon. So the next day was the last day of cookie season for Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
And in our troop, they're cadets this year. You know, they're a little older.
Yeah.
Fortunately, not as little, not as...
not as cute.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it, not me. But, and so we had a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
But Becca was, I asked if I could do a booth there for the last day. And she was like, yes, of course. Like, come on. We sold 28 boxes.
That's awesome.
It was great. I was so happy. But yeah. So, and we got there early enough to where the arch was still there.
Oh, perfect.
And I was like, oh, thank goodness.
You had a background.
Yeah. But yeah, so just back to, like, the KD people being so supportive.
Yes.
So when they do the disability, how often? Once a month?
Once a year.
Oh, once a year.
Yeah.
Okay, it's once a year.
In the end of March/April.
Yeah.
So it just happened, but be on the lookout for the 4th annual
next
year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then on May 6th, what is that called? Just like,
it's May Market.
May Market.
It's her last market of the year. So she does holiday markets in the fall. Usually October, November, December.
Okay.
She does a Galentine's event in February, the disability awareness event, and then May Market is her last market.
Wow.
There may be some new markets coming up. I don't know.
Yeah.
She may have to talk about that. But it'll be so much fun. There's going to be lots of great vendors there. Jade Cactus will be there.
Oh, I love. She was. We love Jade Cactus. Pamela was. She was so great. I just won't, you know, my very first, other than Clean Juice, she was second. And she was so like, yeah, let's do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, so, and same with you. Y'all have all just been like, sure.
Yeah. No,
so
I love,
nice.
Yeah. I just love the idea of promoting small businesses in the area, and just, it's all good press.
Yeah. And I don't have a huge following. I'm going to try to like convert it, but I think it's important to bring the awareness to the small business.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Super important, especially in Katy. You know, gotta stick together here.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank
this
you
was
for having
so fun.
Me.
All right, so we'll definitely do a part two.
Yes.
Maybe in a couple months, maybe for fall.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Well, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.